even with the unhappiness that a lot of people feel and the frustration and the desire to do something different and to create a certain amount of freedom, there's still a lot of excuses that people come up with as to why they can't pursue their passion. So what I'd like to do is go through some of those now and give you some thoughts that might help counteract some of those fears. Some people ask the question, will people really want to pay me for this? The bottom line is, if you believe that the only place your good can come from is an employer, then that's the reality that you will create. If you accept that your good and all the blessings of the universe can come from other sources, then you can create and receive wealth for yourself from any channel. Then you'll understand that you can make enough to thrive, not just to survive. So the truth is, yes, people will be willing to pay you for it. There have been stranger passions that people have profited from. Another excuse people use is, I don't have the credentials. And the fact is, most successful entrepreneurs don't have a formal education or degree. And as I always tell people, what you really need more than credentials are results. For example, if you're offering a service, what's more impressive than a degree on your wall is the results, the testimonials, the success stories that you've helped to create by virtue of your passion. So results are ultimately more important than credentials. Obviously, not for everything that you do. There are some passions that you might need the government's validation in order to practice legally. But for the most part, a lot of people who are following a creative passion, all you really need are results. Another reason that people give, another excuse, is, will this continue long enough for me to be successful? And the question is not whether it will continue long enough for you to be successful. The question is, will you? There's always a way to get to the goal that you envision. The challenge that most people face is they give up way before they reach success. So it's not really the path that's in question. The path exists. It's always possible to get from A to B. The real question is, will you hang around long enough for you to be successful? Another excuse people give is, I don't know where to begin. And this is natural because you may feel overwhelmed by the task. So that's why in this session, we've broken up every session to give you tasks and a checklist immediately after each session so that you can take this one at a time. Another reason people give is, I have kids and a family to feed, as if that were a reason to stay trapped in corporate America. Well, the truth is, ultimately, you can be much more successful financially by branching out on your own and creating a product or service that you sell to the world than you can working for somebody else. And the thing is, those expenses that your kids have are only going to get more and more expensive. College tuition, braces, the prom, that sort of thing. So rather than working more and more hours to make more money, wouldn't it be easier to put something in place to decrease your dependence on a single stream of income? So what we're doing is creating alternate and additional streams of income to help you meet the needs of your kids and your family. Another reason people give is, I'm not a good business person. And that's good to know, but usually it's just a fear that they have of business. And it's not a requirement to be a good business person. Many of the most successful entrepreneurs are idea people who are smart enough to find other people who are good in the areas that they aren't. And we'll talk about that in this series as well. Another reason people give is, if I leave my job, I lose my pension and benefits. Now, if it's predicted that 97% of the population will retire dependent on family, friends, and the federal government to survive, and they're doing pretty much the same thing you are, you don't really have any assurances that your fate won't be the same. And besides, as I always tell people, no one's saying that you have to leave your job. Again, what you're doing is creating additional streams of income so you're not dependent on a pension and benefits. And as I often tell people, there is no job and no pension that you can't match with your own efforts and dedication. So it's really just a matter of having faith in yourself. Another reason people give is, it'll take too long for me to be successful at it. So this is a question that was posed to me years ago when I gave the same excuse. And the question is, how old will you be in 10 years? And then the next question is, how old will you be in 10 years if you don't pursue your passion? And how old will you be in 10 years if you do pursue your passion? The truth is, years are going to pass regardless of what you decide to do. So there's no better time than the present for you to get started, because if it does take 5 or 10 or even 15 years, you'll be much further ahead starting now than you will be waiting 5, 10 or 15 years to get started. And another reason people give is, I'll start when I have the money to invest. it's not money that you need in order to start business. For the most part, it's the courage, but it's also an appreciation of the value that you bring to the table. So now, none of this is meant to minimize the reality of your current situation or to imply that the challenges that you face aren't real. I mean, yes, it is a challenge to raise kids, to hold on a job, to pursue a passion at the same time. However, what you need during those moments that threaten to overwhelm you are reminders that you can do it. And that's what this audio tape is all about, is helping you to raise your belief level, as well as to give you a step-by-step plan so it's not as overwhelming. Yes, it can be done. And you can always find excuses not to do something you're afraid of. The question is, can you find the courage to act even in the face of fear? Included in those excuses are two of the major obstacles people believe are preventing them from turning their passion into profit: having too many passions and having too little money. So let's address each of those in more detail right now.